Thank you all, ladies. How many here know what tomorrow is? Okay, it's all right. I heard Cyber Monday. What else is it, Ryan? Deer season opener. Okay. The important thing has been missed. The day you can use your Kohl's cash. That might be important to some, I guess. There you go. Tomorrow is Matt Chase's birthday.
Do you have to remind
me? Now, I thought sure that everybody would know that right off the bat, that deer season comes in because it's Matt Chase's birthday. You can use Kohl's cash because it's Matt Chase's birthday. You have to buy him something now with your Kohl's cash. See, that's the only catch. Whatever you do, hunters, while you're out in the woods tomorrow, you take a moment and sing happy birthday to Matt Chase. That'll put the deer on the run, and somebody will get some anyways. Tonight, I wanted to kind of wrap up the last few weeks. We have been looking at the subject of Thanksgiving. And I just kind of want to wrap this up because we're going to be moving towards the Christmas aspect of things. And tonight, I just kind of wanted to look at this whole idea of how God works all things for our good. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 28th verse. We're going to take a moment and look at that, but then we're going to also ask you to open up in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. So, first of all, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I'm sure you know this and you know it by heart, but sometimes different translations read just a little bit differently. And so I would like us to look at this in a few translations. Does anybody here have the King James Version? Janet, would you be willing to read Romans 8:28 in the King James? Does somebody have the New American or the New International Version? That would be our Pew Bibles. Is anybody using one of the Pew Bibles? Donna, would you please read Romans 8:28 out of that for us in a moment? I have the New American Standard. Does anybody have any other translations? Amplified? What translation is it? Okay. If yours reads different than these others, then we'll have you read from it too, Greg. Okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Janet, would you please read it for us in the King James? Okay. That's the most familiar of all of the translations. That's the most familiar reading of this particular verse. Donna, I believe we asked you to do the NIV. That in all things God works for the good. Is that right? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And then in the New American Standard, it reads like this. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Greg, does yours read any differently?
Yeah, and I don't have my reading glasses. So I have the whole day out here. Okay, so we are assured, you know, that God being a partner in their labor and things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose.
Okay, that does read differently, doesn't it? Now, folks, even though these various translations read a little bit differently, they talk about a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of confidence, a spirit of understanding, a spirit of thanksgiving. For we know that all things work together for good to those who are called. You know, all things work together for good. Dan Schreckengoss sent me a little story. And Dan, do you mind if I share this? Dan was shopping, and I'm sure one of his favorite things to do. And while he was shopping, he was ready to go to the checkout line. And you were following Diane. Okay. So it's Diane's fault, folks. Keep that in mind. It's Diane's fault. But they were ready to check out, and all of the lines had, there were big, long lines, and there was one that had a shorter one. And so they went to that particular line. And some guy in the line beside them, it was the line beside you, wasn't it? Kind of leaned over and he said, you know, the way this works is that the next people in line are the ones who get their choice when that register comes open. Now, I've never been aware of that rule. I don't know if you have. If I go to a line that's shorter than the others, I'm staying in that line. You know, I thought that's the way you were supposed to do it. And so Dan, being the gentleman that he is with Diane, leaves that short line and goes to the back of the line that was much longer. And the guy who said that to them stepped over to that short line. And as they were standing there, Dan had an evil thought. His thought was, wouldn't it be funny if we got out before they did, or before that individual did? And suddenly, Dan's line begins to move. The short line doesn't. And sure enough, Dan and Diane get to go out the door before the guy who told them, you don't stand in that line, you know, that type of thing. And I thought, all things work together for good to those who are the called, you know. And so Dan, in being the gentleman that he is, God honored that. That little incident, God honored. And, you know, I think that in reality, and that might be just a humorous little story, but in reality, the little things in life produce great blessings from God, because all things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. As this season of Thanksgiving has been coming around, we need to recall the goodness of what God has done for us and what He has promised to continue to do. And as we begin to recall those, boy, I'm going to have to move quickly. As we begin to recall those things, there's four things that I want us to consider where God takes these short line moments and works them for our good. Now, if we love God and have responded to His call, that becomes the condition for the blessing of God in this regard. For God works all things together for our good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. When God calls us out of a life of sin into a life of salvation, then He begins a miraculous work in us so that He can flow through us, so that He can bless us as we bless others. And that becomes an important cycle that we go through in life. And so it's important that we acknowledge the call of God. And that call, ladies and gentlemen, is to a life of righteousness in Christ. And if we will live obediently, God works out even the sketchy little details of our lives. So if you are the called, and if you have responded to that call, God is going to work out things for you. Because responding to the call assumes that we are following the will of God. And when we follow His will, He works out everything for our benefit. Everything. Secondly, we can therefore, if we have responded to the call of God and we acknowledge His call and walk obediently with Him, then we can therefore glory even in tribulation. Because we know that God works all things. So even tribulations, even trials that we go through, even those difficulties in life, God takes and He uses those to build in us character, to build in us strength, to strengthen our faith, and to fulfill our hope. None of us likes to go through tribulation. Okay? None of us likes to go through tribulation. But you know what? We sure like coming out of tribulation into the sunshine, don't we? We really enjoy that. Have you ever been riding in your automobile and you know, you hit one of those storms? It's like a thunderstorm, and it's, you know how thunderstorms are anyhow. And you know, the sky seems like it's about that far above the vehicle that you're riding in. And you know, you just feel like everything is being pressed down on you. And then suddenly the clouds clear and the sun comes out. And you think, wow, isn't this awesome? You know, we've all had those kind of moments. Well, you see, that's the way that tribulations work. While we're going through them, the clouds are pressing down on us. And it's darkness, and it's struggle, and it's just a difficult, difficult moment. Then God opens the clouds, shines His love, and we're saying, you know what? That was a tough thing to go through, but God brings about the greater good in and through that tribulation. Sometimes it's good for us to recognize that tribulations are allowed by God's hand to build character and strength in our life. The third thing here. We can therefore rejoice in persecution. We can glory in tribulation, but we can rejoice in persecution. Jesus talked about that in the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, you will read what Jesus said about persecution. And that strange statement, count it all joy. Let's look at this just a minute. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Now get this. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When you are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, rejoice. Rejoice. Why? For God works all things for our good to those who are the called according to His purpose. He works all things, even persecutions. He brings about the greater good so that we can have a greater impact and be a greater influence for the kingdom of Christ. And then the last thing is, we can then rejoice in trials. Trials are those times of testing that come in our life to see what we're made of. They come about from all different directions. Now, we're not talking temptation. Temptation's different. We're talking trials. God allows and even sends trials into our life to test us and to make certain that we're going to do what He has commanded us to do. Are we going to stand true? Are we going to stand faithful, even in the midst of a trial? Are we going to honor Him, regardless of what the world thinks? The church has failed in this area miserably. When you look at the history of the church in the last 50 years, now I'm not speaking this congregation, I'm talking about the church. When you look at the history of the church in the last 50 years and the impact of the church on society, are we doing a better job today of affecting this world for the cause of Christ than we were 50 years ago? Or is the church overall compromising and losing its spiritual impact and, in fact, losing its reputation? We've not gone through the trials very well because we have decided that it's better to be politically correct than spiritually correct. And when we make that kind of a decision, we lose ground. And not only do we lose ground, but this world loses ground. the enemy is taking over territory like I've never seen in the history of the church, just in the last 50 years. Do some church studies on the history of the church, and you'll find that we have lost more ground in righteousness than at any other time in history, even through the Crusades. The church must realize that all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. So it's time that the church stand for truth and not fall for lies. So we can be thankful that God has promised to be with us, to give us guidance and help, to strengthen us, to bring us through and make us courageous in these final days for Jesus Christ. Let's not compromise. Let's be uncompromising. Let's stand for truth and righteousness and not back down. Would you please stand? We're going to close with a word of prayer. And again, we want to thank you for being here tonight. May God bless you as you live for Jesus this week, shall we pray? Our gracious Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing to us that all things work together for good to them who are the called according to your purpose. And Father, we ask that you would work out all things for our good, that we might be able to bring you greater glory. So Lord, teach us to be like you. Fill us to overflowing with your grace and your Spirit, so that we might attack the realm of darkness and spread the light of Jesus Christ. We love you and thank you for your great love for us. Now protect all of those who go into the woods tomorrow. Bless their lives. And Father, we'll give you thanks, for it's in your glorious and awesome name we pray. Amen.